Listen, seal number one. You're not to carry another burden on your shoulder. But governmental glory will carry you and all you have to deal with. Pray about that. Look at it and pray about it. Boy, that's powerful. You are not to carry another burden on your shoulder. But governmental glory will carry you and all you have to deal with. Governmental glory. I can't hear some of y'all. Carry you and all you have to deal with. My goodness. In Jesus' name. Listen. Take this next one. It's time to permit the Spirit of glory to be in charge in front of your life today, tomorrow, and forever. Take a hold of that. Ooh. Come on, take a hold of it. Don't be too lazy to take a hold of it. Thank God for it. Thank God. It's happening to you now. Thank God. Oh, Rabbi, hear your hope. Forever. In Jesus' name. Now, these things need to be prayed over longer, but you know, we've got a lot of things going on today. Number three. There are levels of God's glory waiting on you now. Get ready for supernatural encounters with God's presence, purpose, plan, protection, and provision. Come on, let's get a hold of it. Let's get a hold of it. Glory to God. Shatarabasa. Shatarabasa. Where was I, Lord? Come on, get a hold of it. Get de dorobaya. Taralabasa talayata katara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive it, Lord. I don't know about all. Here in the mondara. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and given thanks. You may be seated. Unfamiliar scripture, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 14. Using your keys to unlock the glory realm. Using your keys. You remember the keys was given to you in Matthew 16, 19. To unlock the glory realm. Life will be different. Here in Habakkuk 2:14, it says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Now that verse is saying more than you see. I want you to look at it again. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. Here's what it didn't say. And the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. May you write in your note, today I become a glory activator. He said knowledge of it. How to glory work. How to cooperate with the glory. How to invite the glory. How to handle the glory when the glory gives you a visitation. That's my job today, to teach you that. Unlock and know how to function in it. So you need a definition of glory. Experiencing the atmosphere of heaven is one definition of it. Experiencing the atmosphere of heaven. In other words, when you unlock the glory, you're dealing with something, a whole atmosphere of heaven surrounds you. Secondly, what glory is, before I go to preaching about glory. Secondly, what glory is? Experiencing a supernatural encounter with his presence. God show up at your house, in the back room. Thirdly, what is glory? Glory is when heaven invades the earth for you. It is the realm of eternity. Glory has no past. Glory has no present. Glory has no future. And in three places at one time. God, he is glory. As air is the atmosphere of the earth, so glory is the atmosphere of heaven. You have the divine right, according to 1 Chronicles 16:24, if you want to look at it. You have the divine right, because you're a child of glory, to declare glory. All hell broke out. And you say, I declare the glory. Yeah, when Satan hear that, he knows you know something. When you declare the glory, God is the Father of glory. Ephesians 1:17. He's the Father of glory. Jesus is the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. I'll give you that one. I got a scripture for it further down the line. But I want to show you something else. Show you something else. Here. Let me work with that now. Let me work with Habakkuk a few minutes. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, and the waters as the waters cover the sea. Now, I'll give you some definition for glory, right? And you know, we talked about glory. It is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. It's from another dimension, another level. It's another power. The glory of God. The glory of God. Well, here we're talking about having knowledge of the glory of God. Knowledge means I can cooperate. I can function with the glory. I know how to tap into the glory. I know what to do when the glory comes. When God show up with his majesty, I know how to receive. Now turn to Ephesians 1. You're going to have to go through the Father of glory for this. There's a prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians 1. Verse 17. And it bespeak the Father of glory. Before we go there, I want you to write in your note that the Spirit brings to me today the knowledge of God's glory. That I can operate and function at another level at any time. Supernatural, divine, no impossibilities, because God's presence overshadows me. And I have a real encounter with another world that is more powerful than this world. The glory of God is the devil's defeat. I want to repeat that. The glory of God. If one getting knowledge of the glory of God, Satan, whatever he starts, whatever he brings up, whatever he tries to do, if he meet up on a person with the knowledge of the glory of God, he's already defeated. It was the glory of God that brought Jesus out of the grave. Something working, but I can't see it. Something overpowering, but I can't see it. I can't get my hand on it. That's the Spirit of the living God doing things out of the ordinary. From this day forward, everywhere you go, the glory of the Lord will be with you. Y'all got to say amen louder than that or something. Unseen felt power. What I say? Yeah, it's unseen, but you can feel it. I feel it now. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. What? What did you say? That's the glory. So it can rise me out of anything come up. No matter what trying to hold you down this morning, you coming up. Because the glory of God going to rise you like it rose Jesus from the grave. Hallelujah. I would like for you to catch this. I have glory power on the inside of me. Good God Almighty. Now, before I read about Ephesians, go to Isaiah chapter 40. You brought your shouting clothes? We haven't shouted in a long time. Not like we should shout, you know. You shout, you lose your shoes and your wig and everything. Just lose everything. When you really shout. I've seen people shout their wig off. The lady said, I ain't worried about it. Say, let's stay down there. I'm shouting, man. Some cute folks who can't get a shout.
That's right.
Isaiah chapter 40, you there?
Yes,
verse 5. You got a shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Preach, Barbara. I'm just taking a ride, you know. Look what he said. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, underline revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If God say it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You see it? You see it? Not only knowledge, see the knowledge is revelation knowledge. See, when you're talking about knowledge of the glory of God in Habakkuk 2:14, now this voice is telling you it's revelation knowledge. It's only the Holy Spirit can reveal the glory of God. Divine encounters. Supernatural realms. Miracles and fables start running. Signs and wonders start hitting the wall because the glory is here. Say it. Say the glory is here. Some of y'all ain't no glory. Say it again. The glory is here. Because you're not paying enough attention to the words coming out of my mouth and the anointing coming out of my mouth. The glory will set on you today. You will have an encounter. You will have a deliverance. All bondage on your life is broken and destroyed today. You are about to unlock heaven. No other institution can unlock heaven but the church. You got to be a believer to unlock heaven. Everybody else unlock hell. The heathen can't dance before the Lord, but you can dance before him. He's my God. Say it. He's a mighty God. Now, say this. I don't have to put up with this. I unlock my deliverance today. All my children. All my grandchildren. Everybody connected to me. Be unlocked today. Woo! That's powerful, boy. So we have to understand, to operate in the glory realm, you have to have revealed knowledge. The spirit of glory will have to transport you into the presence of God. You don't feel nothing yet? I feel it rolling in, boy. I'm not going to have to preach long today. Thank God for the spirit of glory. All right, you got knowledge of the glory of the Lord. We got revealed. Now we'll go a little higher. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. Call somebody and tell them Darrow on fire. Boy, if Montreal was here now, he'd be tweeting that. Darrow on fire. The pastor said Darrow. He might be somewhere now tweeting it. Well, he's in Chicago, isn't he? He might be tweeting it now. Said the pastor said Darrow on fire. You know what the Lord's saying now? You got to get this straight. The Lord said, I ain't playing with you. You claim to be my child. You're supposed to be winning. That's what I brought you here for. You need to hear a word. And you need to ride that word till it produce. That's what we come here for. We didn't come here just to get happy. We come here to hear a word. Something to do some damage to the enemy territory. Get him off my back. I come. What? I ain't come here just to be happy. I come here to leave different. I come here to leave blessed. I don't have no polished sermon. I'm on the cutting edge. My goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. How? I can't hardly take it, boy. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. I'm not planning on losing another battle in my life. Because right now, I'm dancing in the glory. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Help me, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go a little further. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. We're going to lose it when we read this way. We're going to flat lose it up in here. The knowledge of his glory, he revealed his glory, right? So it's revelation knowledge. We're about to lose it. The next verse I read, we're about to lose it up in here. Because it's going to be so clear that his glory belong to you and your house. You will take his glory home with you today. His glory is in your car waiting on you because you have heard a word, your faith is stirred, and now it's time. Huh. Thank you for your love.
Thank
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna flat let the Holy Ghost preach this Bible right now. In 1 Corinthians 2:7. 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. Which God. Look at him, John. Ordained. Before the world. Unto our glory. I'm ordained with glory. May God ordain everybody in the sound of my voice with his glory. He said it's a mystery. It's hidden wisdom. But I'm ordained with it. Are you hearing me? Knowledge of his glory. Reveal glory. Here we ordain. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. The word of God is a glory mirror. Write that down. The word of God is a glory. And we're about to look in it. I said we're about to look in it. The word of God is God's present mirror. The word of God is God's provision mirror. The word of God is God's healing mirror. You know, mirror, look in the mirror, see how you, there's a spiritual, the word of God is a spiritual mirror. I can see what's going to happen before it happens. Or, if I don't like the way I'm dressed up, I can look in the mirror and change it. I wish somebody over here was talking to me over here. Talk to me, troop. You to talk to me. Somebody got to talk to me over in that area. Talk to me. It stir me up when you talk to me. I just told you one of the greatest revelations you ever heard. The word of God is a glory mirror. You can get in the glory every time you get in the word. If God reveal himself, the glory is here. All the impossibility be erased from your life today. You need to see yourself in God's glory. Don't see yourself what the devil telling you going on. See yourself what God say you are. And dance your way out of it. I'm almost through, Junior. The devil smoking pot. That's what I heard. So what are you teaching them? Give me a hit. The devil's smoking pot because he know he had no more control over your life. Come on here. The devil said to the other demon, sit here over there smoking a glory pipe. That means we out. Glory.
Glory.
I wish somebody back me up from over here. Glory. 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 It's over, Satan. I know you're coming back, but I'm going to be ready for you. I know you only leave for a season. You're making a circle. But when you come back, I'm going to be at the door. You don't run this house no more. Jesus is Lord, King of kings, King of glory. Open the door and let the King of glory come in. Yes, he's my king. Yes, he's my Lord. Yes, he's my master. Yes, he's my keeper. Yes, he's watching over me. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. Hallelujah. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. Let me know you're getting something. Let me know you're getting something. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Hallelujah. I can't preach much longer, man. Jesus. Woo, glory to God. The glory is here. The glory is here. All you got to do is preach about it. God said, you preach about it, I'll show up. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Woo. Thank you for your faithfulness. Is he faithful?
Yes.
Did you ever need him?
Yes.
Did he come through?
Yes.
Well, shout then.
Yes.
He came through. He came through. He came through. He came through. You know what I hear? He said, I'm coming through here right now. I'm coming through here right now. Man. Man, that's not a made up word. He said, I'm coming through here right now. Who gonna give him an invitation? Once you give him an invitation, the next thing is his visitation. Then manifestation. Then demonstration. Then creative miracle. Then signs and wonders. So it's knowledge of his glory, reveal glory, and ordain glory. So here, listen to me. You ordain to be blessed. Let me say it another way. You're going to get it. You ordain to have the best. God. What? Somebody better answer me up in here. You ordain by God's glory to have the best. I don't want another kind of preaching. Keep it. I don't want the other God. Keep him. I want the real God. I want a God who's drunk with goodness. God, stay drunk with goodness. He's a good God. God don't have to get no goodness. God is goodness. The Lord is good. Say it. And his mercy endures forever. All right, children. All right, children, listen. Listen, this next one I want to show you, 2 Corinthians. And I'll probably close because it's a half hour good enough. 2 Corinthians. Healy Lobasha. Healy Lobasha Talaha Yaya. Glory to God. I feel anointing, man. And then the anointing is shifting into the glory. See, the glory is higher than the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I can't hardly take it no more. I'm trying to make it. Hallelujah. I don't know what y'all got down there, but they got something up here. Something running all up my leg, man. Something up here. I done preached myself in a glory nest. Something about to hatch up in here. Been sitting on it too long. Something about to hatch up in here. It's time to break the shell. Come on out. Thank you for your mercy. Remember I told you that the word of God is a mirror of his glory? All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. something happening up in here, boy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Hey, you listening? Huh? I don't know who this is for. You don't have to worry about that no more. It's taken care of in the realm of the glory. Don't go looking for it. Tell it what you heard. I'm not responsible for what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. God about to turn this service on, partner. Next 5 minutes, I'm telling you, next 5 minutes, I'm not responsible for what's going to happen. The glory is going to hit this place so strong, some going to run, some going to leap, some going to jump, some going to get saved, some going to get fat. What? 5 minutes. 11:46. Next 5 minutes, 11:46 is going to hit. It's 11:41 now. Look like it's going to come early. Five minutes might be too long. Five minutes. First Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:17. I can't hardly see nothing here. My goodness, what? Give me a handkerchief, what? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, that a glory, that is. Oh my goodness, man is in here. Don't you know the glory in here? We have invited him. He come to visit us. To manifest, to destroy what's trying to destroy us. I tell you something, when it hits you, you do something. You got what, 3 more minutes? When it hits you, you do something. It's in here. The glory, I said. The glory is here. What? I ain't got no time for these cute Christians. I ain't got no time for these stiff people. I ain't got no time for these people who don't want to move, don't want to let God do nothing. Shout out glory. 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 Let me read it. I got to close. Let me read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You got your shouting clothes on? Oh, verse 16. I had 17, but look at 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil, everything that had been a veil over you is removed today. Come on, yeah, praise God. Everything that had been holding you back is removed today. The veil is removed by the blood of Jesus. Hey, the veil, the blood of Jesus. Everything, listen to me. Everything that's been covering your success. Everything that's been covering your success, that veil is moved. Everything that's been covering your health, that veil is moved. Everything that's been covering your money, that veil is moved. Everything that's making mess in your home, in your house, that veil is moved.